Actually, we've just had a question straight in from Philip Kroll, who I think is in Germany. And he says he's just come back from holiday in Greece. Oh, that sounds lovely. And he didn't manage to...
I don't know. It's a bit hot and two fires at the moment.
It's a wee bit hot, especially in some places. But he's heard this rumour about cold beer and a wet towel on the sun. And he says if you wrap a beer on a hot day on the beach in a wet towel and leave it in the sun, it will cool down, which seems unlikely but not impossible. And I think the key to this is the old latent heat of vaporisation. What do you reckon, Dave?
I reckon it probably is, yeah. Because when water turns from the liquid into a gas, it needs lots and lots and lots of energy. That's why when you sweat and on a windy day, you cool down, because the water evaporates off your skin, which absorbs lots of energy, which cools you down. And essentially, I think that's basically what the wet towel is doing, is it's evaporating, so that's absorbing lots of energy, cooling everything down, it's cooling down. I'm not sure why it would work better on a hot in the sun than in the shade.
But you're encouraging more vaporisation.
It would surely work best in the wind, wouldn't it, Dave? Yeah, if you could get it in a gentle breeze.
Ideally, you want something nice and windy. You probably don't want the sun, too much sun on the outside, because the sun will be heating it up, unless the sun heating it up is causing air currents. It's heating it up, so it's making its own wind, because it gets hot, the air expands and it floats upwards, dragging more out.
Scientifically, that might work. So if anyone wants to try it, then let us know.
I did try this, actually, when I was in America, because I went to this conference in Boston in 1999, and it was so hot. It was really, really hot, even by Boston standards. And the guys, I was staying at MIT. Overlook had this wonderful... I mean, students in America are so lucky, they have this amazing student accommodation. Here you are in Cambridge. What do you get? You get a view of Mill Road or something to look at. There, you get the Charles River. And I was in this room. It was really hot, no air conditioning. And they said that they would let me borrow a fan from reception for $5. So I thought, that's good. Here's my $5. So I took this fan up to my room and I thought, all this is doing is moving hot air from outside into my room and making me hotter. So I'll apply a bit of physics, and I went and got my room towel. They gave me one towel. It was the size of a postage stamp, so it wouldn't have dried even me. And I dunked it under water in the sink, made it really wet, and draped it over the fan. And for a while it worked beautifully, because the cold air coming through was evaporating water off of the towel, bringing down the temperature of the air going through and cooling my room down. That is, until the fan blew up and filled the room with smoke because it got the water in it. But it was a great bit of physics.
I've done that before, wrapping myself in damp sheets when it's really, really hot and there's no aircon.
Well, remind me not to come around your place if your bed's like that. But